Now, you understand this in the context he's talking. I judge myself all the time. I look at myself. I examine myself. Let a man so examine himself. It's just examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. All right? But what he's saying is, in terms of, like, he's been talking about rewards, right? He called himself a wise master builder. Okay? But on the other hand, you know, it's like the things I say. It's like, for good or ill, God has appointed me. Okay? And it's, again, in the sense of, and also, I think, in some ways, judging judgment of the world. Because I know nothing by myself. I think what he's saying is, I don't judge myself of my own judgment. I judge myself according to the judgment of God. You know, I know nothing by myself. He that judgeth me is the Lord. The Lord is the one who judges. You know, like, I don't judge anything. Like, when people, like, if I speak out against adultery, I don't judge adultery. God has judged adultery. I'm just repeating God's judgment. Jesus said, don't judge according to the outward appearance, judge righteous judgment. Because I'm going to say, because some people might take this as almost axiomatic. Don't judge yourself, don't judge anything. No, what he means is, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come in regards to the ministry and the servants as far as within the church. Now, let me just so you understand the Apostle Paul, okay, just so you don't take this out of context of the man's entire work. Or you can just call him a raving lunatic who totally disagrees with himself. But you've got to understand, he says, in verse 8 of Galatians chapter 1, he says, if though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which is preached, than which we have preached you, let him be accursed. And then he repeats it. He says, I say it again. Let him be accursed. If anyone preached a different gospel. So again, it's more about what you build upon that already laid foundation. And that foundation being sound and correct. What you lay on that, now you don't necessarily judge it before the time. Until the Lord come. I guess these verses, as I'm reading them, I confess, I'm a little confused. I mean, I understand, like, I do understand the sense in which, okay, there is judgment that has to be done. In fact, he says, does any of you have a matter of, you know, do you go to law one against another? He says, set him that is least esteemed amongst you to judge. Judge nothing in this context that he's talking about. Because again, we have to judge things. If you judge nothing, then you have no judgment. It's like, so I don't know if I should, you know. If you take that in a wooden, literal sense, you won't be able to judge distances. Oh, Paul, don't be silly. Well, I mean, exactly. Don't be silly. Jesus said, judge not after the outward appearance. Judge righteous judgment. Okay? You have to discern wolves in sheep's clothing. You have to be careful that you keep the integrity and purity of the gospel. Now, to some things beyond that, he's saying as far as, the men of God, and I think in looking at, maybe he means judging as far as, he's saying, account, take an inventory record, meaning, how much of a reward do you think you got? Maybe he means it in that sense. And I'm really thinking maybe this is the way we ought to take this. You know, gold. Remember in the last chapter, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. What have you built? Wood. In some sense, each man has to go according to what they've been led to do. You know what I mean? Like, let's say my works are wood. But God has only given me wood to work with. Other people could look at that and say, Paul, you're working in wood. Well, let the day declare it. Now, Let's say between brethren there arises a difference over how they're building on the foundation. They can't work on that part of the building anymore together. I mean, that's the way I see it. If they're coming, you know, so, but that does not mean now we divide up and say, I'm of brother wood and you're of brother steel or whatever. You know what I mean? But what it means is there can be physical divisions, but let there be no spiritual divisions. Let each man do his work. You know what I mean? Meaning if two men cannot work together, well then let the one man do his work, let the other man do the other work. But let there be no divisions. Which is disunion. Doesn't necessarily mean, you know, again, I use Paul and Barnabas. They had a disagreement. Parted company. Not a lot is written about it, really. But, you know, sometimes I go to the Gentiles. They went to the Jews. And sometimes there's emotions in us over that. But sometimes we have to realize it's just of God. Sometimes he makes it things where it's impossible for brethren to work together. It doesn't mean they're disunion. It just means, you know, it's different, like I said, Catholics and Protestants, well, they fought wars, bloody wars over hundreds of years. That's division gone to hell. I mean, just to the extreme. That is strife, bitter envying. Okay, again, but let it be done. You know, maybe it's like sometimes stewards got to be faithful. You got to be faithful to what God has given you to distribute. I don't judge my own self. And to me that means this, like, let's say this is what I'm getting as I'm reading this. Let's say I'm a servant of God. And God has given me certain things. I can't judge now what work it is necessarily. And what's the point? It's what God is giving me. So I have to go with it. Before I got the Holy Ghost, whatever God was giving me then, that's all I could go with. I couldn't go with something I didn't have. You know what I mean? I'm a steward of the mysteries of God, the mysteries that he has revealed to me. You know, I got to be faithful. So judge me.